Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as I spent time with God and continuing in the In Christ Alone devotional journal, today's topic is In Christ, I have His presence with me. There are times in life where it's good to know that we're not alone. As I think back to childhood, it was always that comfort level of knowing that mom and dad were around, knowing that somebody was nearby, that I wasn't alone. And even in the times of life, when it seems like or it feels like we're alone, to be able to hold to the promise, to hold to the identity that in Christ, His presence is with me. Paul writes and he talks about this great mystery of the gospel, this great mystery of Jesus. And he says that that mystery is Christ in you. And it's wow. He also writes about this surpassing greatness, this treasure that's within us, that describes each one of us as this jar of clay that contains this incredible treasure. The writing blog that I do a lot of the writing and things on. It's also where I post the audio of these morning devotions is called Tom's Treasure. And it's the title of it comes out of that text, out of that passage where Paul writes and he talks about the treasure that is contained within these jars of clay. And the purpose when I began that blog was to be able to share out of the treasure that Christ has put in me. To recognize the jar of clay that I walk around in. And to be able to share from it. And as we live life in the midst of times that are very different, than any of us really would have expected. To know that Christ's presence is with us. We do not walk this life alone. This journey is not ours by ourselves. And obviously, we have people around us. And the closeness of those people will vary from person to person. There are those that are watching and listening to this that may feel very much alone. You may not see another person for weeks on end. You may feel that you're confined. And it has seemed to have been compounded by the COVID-19 and people that would have visited periodically are no longer even doing that. And in today's world, we have the ability to be connected. And sometimes it may feel like an artificial connection because it's not what we're used to. It's not the skin contact. It's not the hugs, the handshakes. It's a video. It's a picture. It's a voice. But God has said He would never leave us nor forsake us. When He promises that His presence is with us, then we can rest assured that it is. And at least for me, I discover that the more time I spend in prayer and God's Word, the more that I'm aware of His presence. When schedule kind of backs up on me and I get busy and the demands of life come crashing around me, there are times that even as a director of a prayer ministry that I discover that I've not spent the time with God. I've not spent the time in prayer. I've not spent the time in His Word that I ought to, that I even want to. And it's in those times that it's usually that realization that I feel distant. I feel alone. That I am able to evaluate and realize, yeah, I've neglected the time with God and His Word that I need and that I want to do. And going back to that restores that sense of God's presence. But the truth is, it was never gone. You see, as a parent, I realize now things that I did not realize as a child. That even when our children feel like there's no one with them, a parent's presence is really not that far away. A loving parent, at least. I've learned to sleep with an ear open. And I suppose that's ability is amplified to some extent with a daughter with special needs and things that I really have to pay attention to. But I'm guessing that's true regardless from a loving parent. That the things that I would have used to have slept through now just awaken me in a snap. And I believe God's presence with us is kind of similar. The things that get no one else's attention get His. Because He's listening, He's watching. He's with us. Wherever you're at in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic, and even as restrictions begin to loosen up and reports circulate of surging numbers in those becoming ill, and frankly, it's not that surprising. For the past 2 weeks or so, we've seen the streets crowded with people. Protesting. Arm in arm, side by side. Many with no protection, no mask, nothing that we've been told is necessary. And so to hear of numbers of infected COVID-19 cases increasing, it's like, who couldn't see that coming? But with it comes fear again. With it comes talk of increased restrictions, and in some places, actual return to increased restrictions. But wherever you're at in the midst of that, whether you come and go with freedom or whether you are kind of hunkered down and riding out the storm, you're not alone. In Christ, His presence is with you. And maybe it's just me, but that's the presence I want. Yeah, people can come and go, and they do. And it's good to be able to share together, person to person. But all of that really gains value when we recognize the presence of Christ with us. Sometimes as I catch bits and pieces of the news, and particularly on social media, you'll find, as Paul Harvey would have said, the rest of the story. The things that the headlines don't cover. The people living in the midst of COVID-19, the people living in the midst of social unrest with the presence of God, who are loving the hurting and the lonely and caring for those who are broken, who are sharing out of what they have. And most importantly, who are sharing the message of the gospel, the message of Jesus, with people responding in repentance and sorrow and desire for a changed life. And that only happens through the presence of Christ dwelling within his children and lived out in a way that he has seen. Well, it's easy to live in a way that I'm seen. People do that all the time. We even tend to promote those who are good at promoting themselves. Those are the people we lift up as the examples, the ones that are always waving their own flag. And then we wonder why we run into such trouble when we elect and appoint and select leaders such as that. It's those who live with the presence of Christ, those who live in humility and in submission to one another, that are really hard to find, because that's not natural for any of us. That's the supernatural indwelling Spirit of God, his presence in us. So today, as we pray, I would encourage you to spend time with God, evaluating how often you are aware of his presence. Not just aware of it, but how often do you live as one whose presence expresses God to others? How often would the people around you say that there's a person who has the presence of God with them? You see, we can fool ourselves pretty easily. Sometimes it's good to ask close and trusted friends. Does what I say, does what I share, does what I post on social media give an indication that God's presence is with me? Or does it present an arrogant, angry persona? You see, those are good things to evaluate. Because when we recognize where we're weak, God can make us strong. Today, as we pray, pray that your weaknesses would be filled with the presence of God, and that your strengths would be submissive to that presence of God as well. Let's spend some time praying. Father, thank you that you are a God who is with us. That when Jesus came to earth and was born in Bethlehem so long ago, that your announcement was that he would be called Emmanuel, one of the titles or names that you gave to him, Emmanuel, meaning God with us. So So, Father, as we consider the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of Jesus Christ being his presence in us and with us forever, may that challenge us to spend more time in an awareness of his presence. May we spend time in prayer and his word, soaking in the very nature of who he is, so that his presence is more accurately expressed through us. Father, help us to put aside the selfish, me-centered nature that is such a natural part of who we are, that we would replace it with the humble spirit of the one who is in us. Father, may we choose to not worship those who are so good at promoting themselves, but only worship you. Father, may we be more mindful of the character of people as we select leaders in various levels of government and various levels of business and church and everything else. We have become so good at selecting them according to man's views, of choosing Jesse's oldest son rather than choosing David. Father, today may we allow the presence of Christ in us to help us to see the heart rather than the outward appearance. Oh, Father, may we rise up as your church, your children, your body. May we represent the one who is in us, the one who is greater than he that is in the world. Father, as we do that, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, in our communities. May we teach them through our words, but through our actions as well. May they learn the value of time in your word and time in prayer because they see it in us. Father, just as the disciples of Jesus could watch him and would come and ask him to teach them to pray because they could see the difference it made in his life, may that be true of those who are watching us. And especially for the children, may we do our job as parents, as adults, in protecting them from the dangers. And not that we remove all of the dangers, but we help them to overcome by helping them grow in relationship with you. Give us wisdom as to how their growth is best developed, on what things to protect them from and what things to teach them through. Father, as we continue in this time of pandemic and reports of cases of COVID-19 illness increasing, I pray that we would be mindful of one another, that we would look at the sources and causes and the increases in an honest way, that we would not be guilty of reacting and out of emotion and fear. But Father, we would identify why it's increasing, why it's spreading, and we would address those issues rather than making it about something it isn't. Father, may we trust the presence of Christ in us. That as we listen to you, we listen to your word, that our love for one another would increase, would abound even more and more each day. The opportunities we have to encourage one another, whether we're able to do that face to face or through technology and phone calls and letters and social media messaging. May we not become weary in looking out for one another and sharing your love with people. Father, today, may we accurately evaluate how much we desire your presence, how much we acknowledge your presence, and how much we live by the power of your presence within us. And may we continually grow in that presence as we represent Jesus. May he be lifted up in our life today, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday morning. I do pray that God's presence within you would be a great blessing to you today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.